This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, it's Tuesday, and as we do, we're going to talk a little bit about combat pistol craft with the maestro, with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Good afternoon, sir. Still trying to get used to this new time zone. Just trying to get used to the time zone, you know. My new time slot, that kind of stuff. So, anyway, let's talk a little bit about you're back on the teaching trail, right? You started doing a few gigs here and there.
Right, I just got back from Georgia, Athens, Georgia. Bring a 2-day advanced application of the Modern Combat Pistol program, which went extremely well.
Yeah.
The only issue we had was the heat. The boys up there were wearing long johns last week, and the heat tab got turned up. Of course, it didn't affect me directly because, you know, I live down here in Florida. It's been, you know, mid-80s up to 90, high 80s. And
right.
But it was a surprise for them. But we worked through it.
We have a... Around in this area of the Southeast, we seem to be able to go through all four seasons in a week.
Right.
In a week's time. So it's, it gets a little bit trying sometimes. You don't know whether you're going to be hot. When I took Steve's class last year in October in Orangeburg, South Carolina, Reevesville, South Carolina, whatever it was, 103 degrees in October.
Wow.
Yeah. So
unbelievable.
Anyway, when you're teaching these guys, are most of these guys coming to you, do they already have mindset mastered, or do they come to you and say, how do we achieve mindset? Is that something that even comes up? How does that work out?
Well, it's the majority of people, you know, that plug into a program that is an advanced program already have somewhat of the mentality for gunfighting. What I found is my job primarily is to help to get them mentally organized and, you know, systematically approach, be a little pragmatic about it.
Right.
Get mentally organized. And that's about it. You don't have to get that in depth with it like you would an entry level person or a novice. Some things are readily easy to understand, but what I found that becomes really the common denominator is aggressiveness. How to be able to turn it on, but once you turn it on, control it. And the flip side of that coin is, from a physiological standpoint, is adrenaline. Learning how to control that adrenaline dump and not inadvertently allow it to work against you instead of for you. Therein lies the trick, so to speak.
So you're trying to, so are you saying that with enough, so if you do this enough, if you train enough, and if you've been in enough places, that you should be able to overcome the transition that you go through in that sort of stress from fine motor to gross motor skill? Is that what you're saying?
Well, actually, you know, you bring up a good point. I actually don't subscribe to the loss of fine motor skill. It really depends on the individual. You know, what is the extent or level of training and conditioning that you enjoy that allows you to function? The biggest point of interest is when you do, you know, now this is over time, there's any number of training scenarios or environments that should structure the stress to mimic the adrenaline that you're going to receive in a fight or flight type situation. But the biggest issue is remaining calm. And what I put emphasis on in respect to remaining calm is continuous reinforcement of that simple fact. And a lot of it's got to do with breathing. Just like, you know, it's definitely attributed to your level of physical fitness. Your level of physical fitness goes a long way in respect to allowing you to deal with stress. And breathing, your breath. I mean, realistically, it depends on the environment you're looking at.
Right.
But the similarities in respect to what an individual goes through physiologically in respect to violence is pretty much common throughout any environment. It also depends on the duration of the event. You know, the better shape you're in, the longer, you know, you can only fight as long as you are in shape to do it.
Right.
The better shape you're in, the longer you're going to be able to function. With a proper approach to training and continuous reinforcement on breathing, keeping yourself oxygenated under physical exertion goes a long way to helping you remain calm. Also, you know, keeping yourself oxygenated, the better your muscles will function. From a standpoint of, you know, fine motor skill versus gross motor skill, or the degradation of your fine motor skills under stress,
right?
That's kind of a logical thought process. But the fact of the matter is, if I lose my fine motor skills, then how can I service the pistol? Like in respect to pressing the trigger in a manner which supports the construct of the shooting problem.
Let me get you to hold up right there. We're coming up on the first break. Dave has his website up, combatspeed.com. I'm sure he's working out things because he is doing gigs. He's taking training and he's going out and he's back to normal, making it happen in the post-COVID-19 world, as I like to say. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back. Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. I want to ask you a question about holsters.
Okay, hit me.
Now, I know a lot of people, when they buy a gun, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to go to some big box store, which typically will carry something like from Black Hawk or Phobos, which are, you know, they're not, they will hold on to your gun, but they're paddle holsters in a lot of cases. Sometimes they may be, you know, they may have some provision to put it on your belt or something, but it's not real. Those are not really concealment holsters. Those are just holsters to hold the gun to you. And I'm not really sure how far I would say, you know, how secure I would say they are. And a lot of people like me go out and we try all these various holsters and everything, and we've got like a box full of holsters that get out there. As a rule of thumb, do people need a bunch of different holsters? Do they need a, if they're, you know, if they don't carry inside the waistband, then they need one anyway. If they don't need, does anybody need a drop leg rig nowadays? I mean, what is the scoop on holsters as far as you're concerned?
Well, it really depends on your environment, and you know, are you the concealed carrier? Are you a law enforcement officer? Military? What type of gear?
Well, let's talk civilian.
Okay. Well, you only have, you know, there's only a few options. Appendix, either outside the waistband, you know, right or left side, depending on, you know, whether you're right or left-handed. Shoulder rigs, chest rigs. It really depends on the individual in respect to, you know, the geographical area they live in, the climate, their clothing, and above all else, what are they confident in, you know, in respect to how they're going to carry it, in respect to deploying it quickly. And it's also going to depend on the type of firearm. For example, if you have, you know, like a little carry 380, you know, a little pocket gun, so to speak.
Right.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with simply carrying it in your pocket. You know, I'm a good-sized guy, and I can get away with, as long as I'm wearing, like, blue jeans, something like that, I can get away with carrying a Glock 26 in my pocket. Don't necessarily need a holster, as long as I've got, you know, like a long overshirt that doesn't, you know, that will cover up, kind of add a layer of, you know, concealment to the print in the pocket. But it's, you know, one of those witch's brew things, depending on your level of training and conditioning. A certain amount of knowledge and experience that comes with it. My rule of thumb in respect to the gear that I purchase is more focused towards servicing the type of gun that I'm going to carry. If you want to put a dollar figure on it, this is what kills me. You see guys that will, they'll pay, you know, $500-$600 for a Glock and then put it in a $15-$20 holster. I don't get that. The holster, I'm not saying the holster's got to cost as much as the gun, but buy a quality holster, you know, $50, $65, something like that. You shouldn't be spending any more than probably $80 on a good holster. But the holster, I think, the primary thing is people don't understand what the primary purpose of the holster is in the first place, and that is security. You want a holster that is, you know, specifically made for the make and model of the handgun. I don't subscribe to the one holster that fits 50 guns. There's only one that fits that mold, and it's a Safariland. Anything from Safariland, you cannot go wrong. I can't remember the specific name of that holster, but Safariland has a holster that will provide the necessary security for a wide range of handguns. But the bottom line is, you know, don't put a, you know, $500, $600, $700 gun in a $20 holster. It's not going to service the pistol well. It won't serve you well either. But the primary responsibility of your holster is to provide security to the firearm and protect it to some extent. But allow for immediate use. Now you kind of steer into the aspects of a holster that is provides frictional tension or retention of the pistol. You know, it does not have an active retention device. In the law enforcement realm, you can have holsters that have up to three or four mechanical retention devices that have to be released in sequence in order to free the pistol from the holster. And that is those holsters that provide those various levels of security for the law enforcement realm are important in respect to, you know, physical combatives or hand-to-hand combat, preventing the bad guys from getting the pistol from the officer in the first place.
Let's finish this up on the other side. We're coming up on the next break. We're getting to the good stuff on this one. I can tell that just by the content that I'm hearing right now. Super Dave, he has a website called CombatSpeed.com. You can find him on Facebook at Combat Speed or Dave Harrington. Is it Dave Harrington? It's not Combat Speed.
Correct.
It's Dave Harrington. Yeah, Dave Harrington. There you can find all the stuff. Plus, he does some mean guitar licks on his Facebook page. Go check that out as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says a U.S. trade deal with China is sticking around for now.
The trade deal is intact for the moment, or so the Chinese say. So that's okay, and we'll see whether they implement it on schedule or not.
Kudlow also telling Fox News, though, that does not mean we will forget China's other bad behavior.
There's a number of issues where China has done very badly, very, very badly. I mean, they've concealed non-transparencies, putting it mildly. They basically concealed facts and information about the origins of the coronavirus.
Home prices are increasing across the country despite the new economic downturn caused by the coronavirus crisis. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index found prices increased nearly 4.5% in March. All 19 markets in the index saw prices go up. And you're listening to USA Radio News. With the latest on a possible new coronavirus stimulus bill, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says now it is likely that Congress is going to pass another coronavirus bill to help the economic recovery.
In my view, it ought to be very carefully targeted to correct the mistakes that we certainly made in passing a multi-trillion-dollar bill in 1 week.
McConnell saying the Senate will not pass a bill that does not include liability reform so as to reassure that small business owners will not face an avalanche of lawsuits after the pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new USA Today Ipsos poll released on Tuesday found that nearly two-thirds of teachers say they haven't been able to do their jobs properly since the health crisis upended traditional learning. Meanwhile, 1 in 5% say they do not plan on coming back to school in the fall. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Dave Harrington, Super Dave Harrington. We were talking about holsters and a few things, and I had never thought of some of the things he's talking about. Let's get back to where you were as far as defending the gun and all that other stuff, combatives and that kind of thing.
Okay, in respect to your holster, you've got to take into consideration, you know, the level of retention it provides, just from a simple standpoint of, you know, being ambushed. If you're ambushed, what level of security does the holster provide in respect to someone being able to take it away from you? That therein lies, you know, Pandora's box of the individual's level of training and conditioning to pay attention to what's going on around you. What is your level of awareness? Do you possess the ability to project your awareness and pay attention to what's going on around you, evaluating the terrain, always providing yourself an out? But in respect to how you carry, whether it's, you know, strong side, you know, like on your hip, appendix, shoulder rig, even a cross draw holster. When I red motorcycles, that's, I used a cross-draw holster where I could use my left hand, you know, maintain control and throttle control with my right and use my left if I needed to. It all really depends. The bottom line is, don't go cheap Charlie on the gear that services the weapon. Make sure that, you know, you buy quality. And, you know, one thing that, you know, I will recommend is don't be afraid to ask. Ask an experienced individual, you know, what do you think? Because invariably, like you stated early on, the majority of us that have been in the gun realm for quite a while have boxes of gear that has serviced, you know, a specific niche, or in some respects allows you to carry in the appropriate manner of the environment that you're going to be a part of. You know, how are you going to carry a blaster on the beach? You know, what if you go to the swimming pool? What are you going to do then? How are you going to, you know, make positive control?
Do you ever carry off body?
Off body is an option, yes. I have a sling bag. I have several sling bags that are set up as like reserve, you know, like reserve blasters in reserve.
Right.
But there's one thing that you have to understand about off-body carry. It's extremely time-consuming to access off-body carry if you don't have gear that is specifically designed for that. For example, if you're going hiking, you know, you put your blaster in a backpack. Well, how long is it going to take you to access it when you need it?
Right.
Therein lies your ability to assess your immediate circumstances. You know, if you feel circumstances are, you know, going south or fixing to turn bad, the best place for your blaster to be is in your hand. But how soon can you get it there? It's, I've got I call it the Laredo number 5. It's a chest rig that I use for hunting.
Right.
It allows for total freedom of movement, in respect to negotiating difficult terrain, but the blaster is, you know, and I have immediate access to it. But you know, with the advent of an emphasis placed on, and rightfully so, placed on muzzle awareness and how you deploy your pistol, it kind of becomes problematic, like if you're carrying a shoulder rig or a chest rig, for that matter, but they have their place. And you have to take into consideration pretty much everything in respect to safety, the safe deployment of the pistol from whatever means of carry fits the environment you're going to be a part of.
What do you think about those sling bags that have the snatch around handle that you can, that at the same time unzips it and you can go straight to the draw, and you can actually do it pretty quick?
Right.
What do you think of those?
I dig it. But you have to practice. No matter you decide in respect to how you're going to carry, on-body, off-body, ankle holsters, you have to practice deploying the gun in the least amount of time. And that's where, you know, people kind of fall down on that.
Right. That is
knowing how to practice.
Right. The biggest problem I see with the setups that they use in some of these bags that you snatch around and bring to your chest and unzip it is reholstering. Because the holsters, in some cases now, I see some people take Kydex and just stick a little Velcro on it, just stick it to it, and then that's a pretty easy positive draw and reholster. But some of this other stuff that they sell to go with it, this fabric stuff, it sort of seems like it might get caught in the trigger guard if you're not very careful with it.
Right. Well, you've got to take into consideration the, you know, off-body carry, the different types of, you know, sling bags, backpacks, or, you know, compact carbines. There's a friend of mine, Kirk Kirkpatrick, who lives down in Mexico. He developed a kind of a, similar to a, like a fanny pack, but it allows for extremely fast deployment, and that's fine. But those types of gear or that type of equipment isn't designed. I mean, it is specifically designed for rapid deployment, but it's, you know, problematic. It's not like you're going to be able to immediately put it away because, depending on how the bag is constructed,
right,
in order to put it back together, there's, you know, there's no timeline on that, and there shouldn't be, you know, it's not a race to get it back in the holster.
Yeah. Let me get you a hold on right there. I do. Let me get you a hold right there. We'll be right back talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. You can find him on at combatspeed.com or on Facebook at Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at FrontSight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Dave Harrington. We've been talking about a few various little items here and there. But now, when I went to Steve's class in October of last year, I was astounded at how much stuff he carries. And I know some of that is due to, you know, his class. And his class is. But I also know that, you know, how much thinking ahead do you do? How much, when you're going off on a long road trip, which you take a few, what do you pack? And do you pack thinking, well, if things go sideways, I might want this and I might want this?
Absolutely. I think about all of it. When I'm, of course, you know, when I travel and fly, basically, all my clothing and stuff is in a three-day pack, enough to support the gig, the duration of the gig. And my check luggage is all gun gear. But, you know, having access to it's problematic. When I'm road tripping, I have those, the guns and gear and the support package for the gig. But I also have my utility guns, so to speak. You know, of course, I will be wearing my everyday carry rig. But in addition to that, you know, I'll carry a set of plates, you know, plate carrier, a rifle caliber carbine, plenty of magged up ammunition for it. I could pretty much handle any set of circumstances I would find myself in were I to be disabled on the highway, you know, vehicle disabled on the highway, or, I don't know, man, worst case scenario. But you've got to think in terms of just because you've got it in your vehicle, you know, if you're, you know, getting fuel inside, you know, a restaurant, stopping to get something to eat. You can only rely on what you have on your person.
Right.
So I make sure that, you know, I've got my everyday carry, my EDC wearing, auxiliary lights and, you know, handheld lights, good knife. Pretty well, I have every confidence were I to become involved in some form of protracted gig. The primary goal at that point would be to fight my way to my vehicle and get, you know, my other gear into action.
Right. Do you worry about things like food, water, that kind of thing? Do you have anything, any sort of provision for that?
3 days worth, absolutely. Normally, I've got at least 2 gallons of water in a vehicle and 3 MREs that, you know, basically remain in the vehicle specifically for that purpose.
Let me ask you a question about MREs. I have bought MREs. I have a few cases of MREs. Now, okay. Would one MRE, now, as I remember MREs from the 80s, they were somewhat expansive when they hit your stomach and everything. Is one MRE going to be enough to sustain you through a day?
You know, I'm familiar with exactly what you're talking about. If I recall, you know, when I went through the Ranger program in 1986, that's all we got.
MREs?
Of course, you know, I come out of that program looking like Doc Al Boy. I went in at 210, came out at 58 days later at 170.
Right.
You know, I do remember that MREs were specifically loaded with calories. Because they are, you know, under the conditions of combat.
Right.
There's an extreme amount of physical exertion, stress, and whatnot. So you need that level of caloric intake to maintain. Now, I don't know if they've, you know, adjusted that over the years. The MREs today aren't really anything like they used to be. They have evolved just like everything else.
Now you can heat them up. They come with little chemical ovens in them and everything to where you can have a nice warm meal.
Exactly. Remember
that? Yeah.
But keep in mind the simple principle that an army travels on its stomach. So nutrition is extremely important in that respect. But I would believe most certainly you could get by on one MRE a day. That would be a problem.
That's freeze-dried. I know that
it's... Because I've been there and done it before, so I have the confidence in doing that. But,
right.
And actually, the discipline. It actually takes more discipline to not eat it all at once, you know, kind of part it out. And
I would imagine with all the activity that... I would imagine with all the activity that probably be going on around you, that you'd probably be, you know, me, you, anybody that's trying to deal with what might have happened that, you know, we're out and we're having to dig into our vehicle to pull out all this emergency stuff. I imagine we'd have enough distractions out there where we're not going, you know, I wish I had another MRE.
Right, exactly. So. But then again, the flip side of that coin, you wind up, you know, in an isolated part of the country. You know, my first thought is to make it last as long as possible.
Sure, sure, yeah.
Especially when survival becomes an issue.
Yeah. We'll have to talk about it, like if you have a bag or a bug-out bag or a get-home bag, we'll have to talk about that one day and just see what your breakdown is on that. I don't have one. I don't have one. So maybe, you know, you convince me to get back into Glocks with the fifth gen. Maybe you can convince me to make a get home bag or something like that. But
very easy to put together. Absolutely.
So we'll have to do that pretty soon. Now, as far as training is concerned, you're about to get back into the full swing.
Yes. I'm feeling good. I have absolutely no issues with my hip. Now, My right hip is a little problematic. It needs to be replaced. I'm looking at doing that January, February time frame of next year.
Yep.
I've already got that scheduled. And once I complete that action, I don't know, man.
Then you're going to be completely bionic. You know, they got eyes coming out pretty soon. They got eyes that we'll see in about 3 or 4 years where we'll be able to zoom. We won't even need zoom optics. We'll be able to just get these eyes.
Yeah, sign me up.
I'll probably get opposite colors just so everybody will be looking at me like I'm sort of weird.
Right.
I sort of dig that kind of stuff. I ask you so much about this stuff mainly because I got two shot knees, so it fascinates me to find out how much you've rehabilitated. I probably am not going to go the route of getting them replaced. I may be. I just don't have the need to do it like you do.
Right.
I find it fascinating that you've gotten those. We've overcome that. And
right.
Anyway.
Well, I think you will find that if, you know, of course, depending on, you know, your level of physical activity and your willingness to put up with the pain, life's too short to be in chronic pain, man.
Yeah.
Workout. Pain affects now, your disposition.
Now that the gym's back open, I work out 4 days a week once again, so that you may be very right about that. We're about to run out of time. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill.
Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Corinne Mosher. And if you've been following the news, you know that her husband was killed in the line of duty here recently. He was Officer Mike Mosher in Overland, Kansas. And we're going to find out what she's doing for the Blue Line. That's coming up next. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.